Yesterday, the state Senate voted to ban the sale of styrofoam food and beverage containers. If the measure passes the House of Delegates, Maryland could become the first state to approve a statewide ban on the products. WIPR's Rachel Bay reports.
The ban covers expanded polystyrene cups, plates, takeout containers, and egg cartons. Montgomery County Senator Cheryl Kagan, the bill's sponsor, says used products end up in rivers and in the Chesapeake Bay, where fish and other wildlife eat them.
It infects them. We ingest them. The styrofoam retains toxic chemicals. It cannot be recycled. It does not break down. It does not biodegrade.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader J.B. Jennings said the bill has too narrow a focus to have much impact.
Anybody who's ordered a TV, a computer, anything that comes to you comes with an incredible amount of styrofoam packaged with it. We're not touching that.
If it passes the House, the products will be banned starting in July 2020. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.